大家平安。
Peace be with everyone.
今天下午我们继续来查考我们上个礼拜读经里面的一段话。
Today we'll continue to study our Bible reading from last week, a passage from there.
我们来看耶利米书第六章。
Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 6.
耶利米书第六章。
Jeremiah chapter 6.
十六节。
Verse 16.Thus says the Lord, stand in the ways and see, and ask for the old path where the good way is, and walk in it, and you'll find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk in it.
这个十六节啊，神借着先知告诉以色列百姓。
In this verse 16, God used the prophet to inform the Israelites.
说你们要站在路上查看，去访问古道。
You must stand in the ways and see, and ask for the old path.
看哪里是善道，便行在其间。
Where the good way is and walk in it.
这是神对以色列百姓的期待。
And this is the expectation the Lord has toward the Israelites.
但是，以色列百姓怎么回应？
But how did the Israelites respond to this expectation?
他们说我们不行。
They said they refused. We cannot walk in it.
有时候我们常常问一个很基本的问题。
Many times we'll ask this question.
这个社会一直在演变
，society continues to evolve，
文化一直在演变
，culture continues to change，
所以现在的人越来越文明
，and more and more people becomes more cultural。
最近五十年，整个社会的演变超过过去几千年的总和
，and the amount of progression in these last 50 years of decade has been so different, so much more than what human civilizations have in all the years.
所以圣经还适用吗？
So would the Bible still be relevant to the people today?
因为圣经是很古老的一本书。
Because the Bible is an ancient book.
最后一本书离开现在也有两千年。
And the last book that was written is at least 2,000 years away from the time we are now.
那第一本书大概离开现在有3600年。
And the first book that was ever written was about 3,600 years ago.
那这么老的一本书还适用吗？
So would such an ancient book still apply to us today?
我们看神怎么告诉以色列百姓。
But what does the Lord tell the people of Israelites?
说你们要在路上查看访问古道。
You must stand in the ways and see and ask for the old path.
然后你要走在其间。
And you, the good way is, and walk in it.
如果神讲了，就不会有错。
If the Lord commands it, there is nothing wrong with it.
要去找什么是古道。
So we must search out the old path.
然后要走在其间。
And we must walk in it.
那这样有什么好处？
And what is the good purpose of such doing?
在第十六节的下半说，那你们心里就必得享安息。
Latter half of verse 16 says, then you'll find rest for your souls.
为什么可以得享安息？
Why can we find rest for our souls?
因为走在古道上，神就会同在。
Because when you walk in the old way, God will be abiding with us.
神就会承担我们的担子。
God will bear our burdens.
神就会带领我们的道路。
God will lead our paths.
所以我们就可以得享安息。
So we will receive peace in our lives.
这个是我们大家很希望的一句话。
And this is something that we all hope and expect.
因为我们常常每一天的生活觉得劳苦担重担。
Because we're filled with burdens and labors and toils in our everyday lives.
我们很希望信主以后，我真的能够得享安息。
We really hope that we'll find rest for our souls after we believe in Christ.
但是为什么有时候我们信主很久，好像这句话我都没有体验到
？Why is it that some people can never seem to experience such wonderful peace in their lives after believing in Christ?
神的应许是不会落空的。
God's promises will not always come true.
因为神是信实的。
Because He is a faithful God.
他不能够背乎。违背他自己讲的话。
He cannot betray his own promises.
那为什么神讲的话我体验不到
？So why is it that I cannot experience the promises of God in the Bible?
很可能是我们需要再追求。
It could be that we need to continue to seek after him.
那追求什么
？How can we seek after him?
第一个要访问古道，去找找看哪个是古道。
So what do? We need to first ask for the old path. What is the old path?
那第二步就是要行在其间。
Second is to walk in the good ways.
所以这有两步。
And so there is two-part process to this.
去查考什么是古道。
One is to search out what is the old good path.
然后努力来走在那古道上。
And the second part is to diligently walk in it.
那我们就开始感觉到神跟我同在，我的生活虽然有困难有担子，我可以在主里面得享安息。
And we'll start to experience that God abides with us in everyday life. That even if we have worries or toils, God is there with us every step of the way.
那我们就是要想想看，在耶利米那个时代所认为的古道是什么。
That's the study then. What are the old paths considered in the time of Jeremiah?
然后再来想想看，在我们这个时代的古道是什么。
Then let's consider what are the old paths of today.
好，我们现在来看《生命记》第六章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 6.
好，《生命记》第六章。
Deuteronomy chapter 6.
从第十节开始。
Starting from verse 10.So it shall be when the Lord your God brings you into the land of which he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you large and beautiful cities which you did not build.
21节
Verse 11, houses full of good things which you did not fill, honed-out wells which you did not dig, vineyards and olive trees which you did not plant. When you have eaten and are full, verse 12, then beware lest you forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage.
23节
Verse 13, you shall fear the Lord your God and serve him, for he shall take oath in his name.
14节
Verse 14, you shall not go after other gods, the gods of the people who are all around you.
15节
Verse 15, for the Lord your God is a jealous God among you, lest the anger of the Lord your God be aroused against you and destroy you from the face of the earth.
在这几节圣经节里面，神告诉以色列百姓。
In these few verses, the Lord God tells the children of Israel.
说借着摩西告诉他们
Through the Moses, God informed them.
告诉他们说神要把他们带进迦南地。
The Lord God shall bring them into the land of Canaan.
这是神给他的祖宗亚伯兰、以撒、雅各的应许。
It is a promise that he swore to their forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
那在那里有诚意又大又美。
And there will be large and beautiful cities there that they have not built.
不是你们建的，是别人替你们建的。
So it is something that others built for them to use.
十一节
Verse 11.
有房屋装满各样的美物。
There are houses filled with good things.
不是你们所装满的。
Which you did not fill.
那你们有水井可以用，这不是你们凿的。
And wells that you did not dig that has been honed out for you.
还有葡萄园、橄榄树，不是你们栽种的。
And vineyards and olive trees that you did not plant.
所以神给他们的应许就是要在这块新地上来享受丰盛的生活。
And so God's promises for them to enjoy abundant life in this promised land.
但是这个丰盛生活有一个条件。
But for them to enjoy this type of abundance forever, they need to have a requisite.
就是十三节。
And verse 13.
要敬畏你的神，侍奉他的名。
That they shall fear the Lord your God and serve him.
要遵行神的道。
And shall take oaths in his name.
这样就必得享安息。
And to keep his laws, and then they will enjoy the peace and rest.
我们看第四章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 4.
第四章的第四节。
Deuteronomy 4:4.But you who held fast to the Lord your God are alive today, every one of you.
第五节
Verse 5, surely I have taught you my statutes and judgments, just as the Lord my God commanded me, that you should act according to them in the land which you go to possess.
第六节
Verse 6, therefore be careful to observe them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the peoples who will hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people.
第七节
Verse 7, for what great nation is there that God is so near to it as the Lord our God is to us for whatever reason we may call upon him?
第八节
Verse 8, and what great nation is there that has such statutes and righteous judgments as are in all these law which I set before you this day?
这里神借着摩西告诉他们
And through Moses, God told the Israelites,
说在迦南地要照着神所吩咐的律例典章教训以色列百姓，然后他们要在那里遵行。
that you must teach the Israelites to keep his statutes and judgments and to act according to them in the land that they shall possess.
所以神用他的诫命跟摩西立约，跟以色列百姓立约。
So God used the statutes and commandments to make a covenant with the Israelites through Moses.
如果你遵行我的诫命，我就要接纳你做的儿女。
If you keep my statutes and commandments, then I shall adopt you as my children.
然后我要与你同在。
And I shall be with you always.
这个就是古道。
And this is the old way.
那如果他们走在这个神的诫命上。
And so if they walk according to the law of God.
神就与他们同在。
Then God shall abide with them.
连其他的外族都可以感觉到，他们真的是有神同在的一族人。
To such a blessed degree that all the neighboring countries shall be able to sense that God is with them.
那到了耶利米那个世代。
But then to the period of Jeremiah.
很显然人已经离开了古道。
It was very sad that the Israelites have departed from the old ways of the Lord.
他的信仰，他的生活方式已经偏离了古道。
Their lifestyles, their faith,has departed from the old ways.
那因为偏离古道，神就离开。
Because they have departed and forsaken the old ways, then God has departed and forsaken them.
那神一离开，没有神的恩典，生活就受苦。
And without God's blessings, their daily lives became a turmoil.
就没有安息。
They had suffering and no peace.
所以神才借着耶利米说，你们要再找啊，找找找，然后要再回来这个古道。
And so Jeremiah,exhorted the people that God says you must find the old ways and come back and turn back to the Lord.
那既然古道这么好，带给他们这么多恩典，怎么人会偏离呢？
If the old path brought them such prosperity and abundance, why would they turn away from it?
主要有两个原因。
There are two reasons.
我们刚刚在第六章里面有读到。
We see it in chapter 6 of Deuteronomy.
我们再回来看第六章。
Turning back to Deuteronomy chapter 6,
11节。
Verse 11.
最后一句话。
The last part of verse 11.
你吃的而且饱足，那时你要谨慎，免得忘记你的神。
When you have eaten and are full, then beware, lest you forget the Lord who brought you out of land of Egypt from the house of bondage.
也就是说，当一个人生活很丰富的时候。
And in other words, when a person is eaten and is very full or abundant, enjoying prosperity in their lives,
他就会觉得说，没有神我也活得很好啊。
They will come to the false thinking that they don't need God to continue to live.
当我们觉得没有神我也可以活得很好的时候，神就渐渐从我们的心里面，从我们生活就一直，我们就一直远离了神。
And once we have this idea that we don't need God to live a good life, then slowly the concept of God will disappear.From our lives.
但是我们忘记了当我们觉得没有神我也活得很好，这个很好是指着我活在神的恩典中。
But if we never forget that to live in Christ is to have blessings and that this abundance we're enjoying is from God alone.
所以人在神的恩典中就渐渐忘记了是恩典给他的神。
But though many people who enjoy the prosperity that is found in Christ will often forget about the God who gave it to them.
所以人就渐渐离开了古道。
And slowly they will depart from the old ways.
我们再回来看第八章《申命记》。
Turn back to Deuteronomy chapter 8.
第八章的十四节。
Verse 14.When your heart is lifted up and you forget the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. 15. Who led you through that great and terrible wilderness in which were fiery serpents and scorpions and thirsty land when there was no water. Who brought water for you out of the flinty rock. 16. Who fed you in the wilderness with manna which your fathers did not know that he might humble you and that he might test you to do you good in the end.
13.
Verse 13, and when your herds and your flocks multiply, and your silver and your gold are multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied.
这里说你的牛羊增多，金银增添，所有的都增加，然后就心高气傲，就开始忘记神。
Here states that once your herds and your flocks multiply, silver and gold are multiplied, then your heart will be lifted up.
什么叫心高气傲？
What does that mean, that your heart is lifted up?
没有神我也活得很好，这个叫做心高气傲。
That means that you can forget God, and it doesn't matter if God is in your life or not.
为什么？
Why?
因为其实是我们是活在神的恩典里面，怎么可以想说没有神我也可以活得很好？
If we are living today in the blessing of God, then how can we say we don't need God to survive?
所以以色列百姓住在迦南地丰盛的生活，这个 过去的这段历程都是神的带领。
And so for the Israelites to be able to enjoy such prosperous lives in the land of Canaan was only through the leading and the blessing of God.
神怎么带他们出埃及？
How did God lead them out of Egypt?
怎么过红海？
How they passed through the Red Sea.
怎么行旷野路？
How they survived in the wilderness.
怎么跨过约旦河？
How they crossed the Jordan River.
怎么攻占迦南？
How they conquered the land of Canaan.
每一步都是神的恩典。
Every step along the way was filled with the grace of God.
所以那个时候的他们其实就是神的恩典。
And so the times of that time, they were enjoying the abundance in Christ.
但是当一个人开始忘记神，
But once they start to forget about God in their lives,
我们就偏离了，忘记神的恩典，我们就偏离了神。
They'll start to go wayward away from God.
所以这是第一个原因，为什么会偏？
And so this is the first reason why they shall depart from God.
在丰盛中忘记了神。
In the midst of the abundance, they forget God.
那刚刚我们读的在第八第六章里面也有提到。
It also states in chapter 6.
第二个原因就是外族的文化的影响。
Second reason why they departed from God was the influence of the foreign cultures around them.
六章十四节。
In chapter 6, verse 14.
不可随从别神，就是你们周围居民的神。
You shall not go after other gods, the gods of the people who are around you.
文化会影响人。
The culture around us shall influence our faith.
而且影响人非常的大。
And the influence is severe.
如果没有信仰很坚定哦，我挡不住文化的力量。
If our roots of our faith is not very stable and firm, it is very likely for our faith to be contaminated by those around us.
那离开了教会以后，我们所面对的整个社会的文化，大概越来越离开神。
Because once we leave the church, we face this culture, which is very corrupt and very far away from God.
那在这个文化里面有很多不同的神，有很多不同的东西已经取代了神。
In this culture, there are many gods and idols that is taking the place of God in their hearts.
但是如果我们不是很谨慎，
and we are not careful and watchful,
我们的价值观被改变，
our value system will be influence.
我们把那一些世界上人把它当作神在追求的，就取代了我们对真神的忠心。
We'll pursue what the people of this society pursue, and those their gods shall become our gods.
那渐渐我们就离开了古道。
And slowly we will depart from the old path.
离开了神的道。
We depart from God's ways.
生活偏离了神。
Our lives has departed from the Lord.
那神就渐渐离开我们。
And then God will slowly abandon us.
那我们生活就没有得不到安息
啊。And we will not find peace and rest for our souls.
所以摩西在要离世之前，他最关心一件事情。
And so before Moses departed from this earth, there was one thing that he was most concerned about.
差不多生命记从开头一直到结束，他重复一件事情。
And from the beginning of Deuteronomy to the very last chapter, Moses continued to re-emphasize one fact.
你们不要放弃信仰。
You must not forsake your God.
一定要对神忠心啊。
Not forsake God. Be faithful unto Him in the faith that you have.
你就会得福气。
Then you will receive everlasting prosperity and joy.
但是如果今天你放弃了这给你这么大恩典的神，
But if you forget this Lord, Almighty God, who has given you all these blessings,
就会受咒诅。
Then you shall be cursed.
他讲得很清楚。
He stated it very clearly.
但是过了不多久，
But after not too long,
以色列百姓就离开了神。
The Israelites left, departed from God.
这是历史的事实。
And this is the truth in history.
这是我们需要学习的。
And this is something we need to learn from.
不要离开古道。
We must not be like them to depart from the old path.
我们的真神才是独一的神。
Our true God is the one and only true God.
才是生命中最重要一个。
He is the only supreme being that's the most important thing in our life.
其他都是次要的。
Everything else is secondary.
那这样啊，我们才能够人生的生活方向抓得稳。
Then we can grasp hold of the correct direction for our lives.
有任何一件事情超过神，
If there's anything that we have placed that's more valuable, more important than God,
我们就会因为那一件事情偏离了古道。
Because of that one single item, then we shall cause us to fall and depart from God.
到最后那个神里面的安息平安就渐渐离开我们。
And then slowly that peace and joy that we find in Christ will slowly depart from us.
好，那我们再想，那新约时代的古道是什么？
So what is the old path in the New Testament?
新约时代的古道应该就是到使徒教会刚刚建立的时候，那个教会的 啊，那个原型叫做古道。
It is the original pattern set by the first church in the original church. That is the old way.
啊，到底我们教会要怎么样来过信仰的生活
？So how can our church of today revert back to the faith of the ancient times?
那怎么来过宣道的生活
？How can we live a life of evangelism?
啊，是我们能够来完成神给我们的托付
，so that we can fulfill the great commission that God has given to us.
其实古道就在《使徒行传》里面。
The old path can be found in the Book of Acts.
啊，当我们在想很多新的方法、新的什么、新的计划的时候
，when we start to plan new ways or new ideas for evangelism,
我不要忘记啊，古道有时候是最有效的。
Then let's not forget that the old paths.Are the most reliable path to walk.
我们看《使徒行传》第二章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 2.
啊，《使徒行传》的第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
好，四十二节。
Verse 42.
请读。
And they continued steadfastly in apostles' doctrine, fellowship, in breaking of bread and in prayers.
啊，四十一节在讲一天3000个人受洗。
In verse 41, spoke about 3,000 people who was baptized in a single day.
啊，那四十二节就在讲他们怎么过新的生活。
In verse 42, describes how they lived their new Christian life.
那今天我们生活跟他一样就对了。
If our lives today reflect their old ways, then we are on the right path.
啊，叫做古道。
And this is the old path.
四十二节讲四件事情。
In verse 42 states three elements.
啊。第一个
Firstly,
遵守使徒的教训
They steadfast in the apostles' doctrine.
因为那个时候没有圣经
At that time, they had no Bible.
那使徒跟过主耶稣
And the apostles followed Jesus Christ.
所以使徒的教训就是他从主耶稣听来的然后传给当时的信徒
So the apostles' doctrines were the doctrine of Lord Jesus Christ who was passed on to them.
那今天使徒的教训就是新约圣经
And today's apostles' doctrines is our New Testament of the Bible.
啊，所以《使徒行传》那些信徒怎么生活
？So how did the believers live past their lives during that time?
就是过着遵守圣经教训的生活。
They live steadfastly by keep holding on to the doctrine.
啊，把圣经的教训当作生活最高指导原则。
And this became their highest standard of living and a model for their being.
哦，所以跟这个冲突的圣经对。
Anything that conflicted with the principles of this doctrine was negated.
我们任何一个跟圣经一样的那个就是对。
Anything that matches the teachings of the Bible is what we would hold on to.
那用圣经的话来调整从外面里面的心思意念价值观到外面的生活。
We use the scripture to renew our concepts inside and also to change our actions outside.
神就是道。
God is the word.
当我们生活调整跟道理一样，神就与我们同在。
And when we are able to reflect our lives and adjust it so that we match the word of God, then God shall be in our lives.
所以主耶稣说，我告诉你们要教训人遵守，我就要与他们同在，直到世界的末了。
And so when Lord Jesus taught the believers, he said that if you follow my word and keep my word, then I shall be with you until the end of age.
所以有时候为什么我们祷告要平安得不到呢
？And so sometimes when we pray, we don't receive peace from God.
不是我们没有祷告。
It is not because we don't pray.
那为什么得不到呢
？Why can't we receive peace?
因为我们的生活跟圣经有距离。
Because our lives have departed from the ways of the Bible.
啊，这个距离就使神的平安离开了我们。
And this distance causes the peace of God to depart from us.
那我们现在一直调我们的生活，调跟圣经一样，神就与我们同在，平安就在那里。有时候不需要求。
And when we continue to adjust our lives to match what is written in the Bible, then the peace of God will automatically come into our lives and be renewed.
哦，这是第一个。
And this is first change.
就是重新遵守使徒的教训。
Is to steadfastly keep.The doctrine of the apostles.
啊，这个力量非常大。
And the power from keeping the word is very great.
最近有一个弟兄告诉我。
Recently, there was a brother who shared with me.
他说他四个月以前呢、啊、开始上网听到。
4 months ago, he started to go online to listen to sermons.
他一共听了190篇的道理。
He heard a total of 190 sermons.
我以前看这个弟兄好像有点散散的。
Before I thought this. This believer was kind of scatterbrained.
哦，但是我一听他的见证，我真的很感动。
But after I heard his testimony, I was very touched.
他说他改变了。
He said he changed.
有时候听了就流眼泪。
Sometimes when he heard it, he would weep.
从三月到现在，他带五个慕道者来慕道。
And from March to now, he has brought five believers to church.
哦，那也有得圣灵了。
And they have received Holy Spirit.
那有的常常继续来。
And some continued to come.
他说他还有一堆名单，他现在想一个一个要去带他们来教会。
And he has a list of names that he would like to pray and bring into Christ.
所以我们知道这个神的道对人的改变力量是很大的。
So we know that the transforming power of the Word of God is great.
哦，这是古道。
And this is an ancient path.
多花一点时间读圣经、想圣经，然后行神的道。
And if we spend more time to study the Bible, to meditate on the words of the Bible and put it into practice,
我们本身会改变。
We will find that we will be transformed.
我们一改变。
Once we transform,
婚姻就改变。
Our marriage shall be transformed.
家庭就改变。
Our family life will be transformed.
人际关系就改变。
Our relationship will be renewed.
这一切都是因为我们先改变。
And all these things is because we have first made the change.
那我们先改变是因为神的道。在我们里面。
And why we change is because the word of God has entered into our hearts.
这个古道是最厉害、最有功效的。
And this old path is the most effective and powerful way to a new life.
最有功效的没有去做。
If we do not use the old ways.
你找什么辅导专家、什么东西，这个都是次要的。
Nothing else, books or counselors would ever be able to change our lives.
没有一个人能够给我们指导怎么过幸福的婚姻，比圣经还完全。
No one can give us the instructions on living a blessed marriage other than the Bible itself.
因为圣经是神的话。
Because the Bible is the word of God.
婚姻是神造的。
Marriage was created by God.
他的道是完全的。
His word is perfect.
这是第一个。
Firstly,
遵守使徒的教训。
Just remember to keep the apostles' doctrine.
我回到使徒行传二章的四十二节。
Turning back to Acts chapter 2 verse 42.
说彼此交接。
And to have fellowship with one another.
也就是说，现在话就是团契。
And this is called spiritual fellowship.
哦，就是我们常常想啊，怎么来牧养教会的信徒。
Many times we wonder how can we tend to the sheep that is in the church.
哦，当然很多的活动可以帮助我们信徒在一起的机会。
Of course, activities in the church will increase chances for us to get together
and
know one another more.
任何一个活动都不能够取代圣经里面的古道。
But no amount of activity shall ever substitute for the old path that is written in the Bible.
就是团契。
And that is the spiritual fellowship.
什么是团契？
What is the spiritual fellowship?
以神为中心，信徒之间的互动就是团契。
It is the fellowship where God is in the center, and that is how the basis for our interactions among the brothers and sisters.
所以团契不是社交啊。
So fellowship is not just a social gathering.
我们来教会不是社交啊，是来团契。
We don't come here to seek social amenities, but to have spiritual fellowship with one another.
如果我们来教会社交。
If we come here just to have friends.
来了几十年聚会，几十年发现没有什么改变啊。
Then we'll find that we'll never change even if we come to church for over 10 years.
但是如果我们来教会团契。
But if we come here to seek spiritual fellowship.
我们就发现我们的生命在更新。
Then we'll find our lives continue to be renewed.
因为团契就是在分享我们属灵的体验。
Because spiritual fellowship is where we're sharing with one another our spiritual experiences.
我们对道理的心得。
And our newfound inspirations in the Word of God.
然后在属灵上互相的鼓励，互相的关心。
And to give encouragements to one another in Christ.
那彼此代祷。
And to pray for intercede for one another.
所以教会如果团契做得很好。
And so if our fellowships are very strong in a church.
让每一个人能够融进去，就好像一个大家庭。
If everyone can be part of this bond of fellowship in a church.
教会的信徒就不容易流失。
Then it would not be easy for any of our members to be snatched away.
所以团契是牧养最有效的一个方法。
So fellowship is the most effective way of retaining membership.
这是古道。
This is the old ways.
你要怎么样牧养都比不上团契。
No amount of pastoring shall ever make up for spiritual fellowship.
我们在美国有一个教会，它大概是1991年买会堂。
We have a church in America who was started where they purchased the chapel in 1991.
差不多有十年的时间了，信徒没有一个流失。
And 10 years, almost none of the members ever left the church.
大家也觉得 为什么？那个时候没有传道在注目。
And at that time, this church had no resident pastor.
大家就有一个感觉。
So everyone had this common thought.
团契做得很好。
Their fellowship was indeed very well grounded.
整个教会好像大家庭。
The whole church was like a big family.
爱网重重。
There was so much love among the members.
你就跑不掉了，因为已经爱在爱里面已经你被吸住了。
They are so attracted by the love in the fellowships that no one left.
所以我们的牧养工作要朝着团契的方向。
And so our pastoring objective should be in the ways of fellowship.
那再来，那回来使徒行的二章的四十二节。
Turning back to Acts 2:42.
这里说要擘饼。
Here it speaks about breaking of bread.
擘饼也可以指着两个意义，一个是一起吃饭擘饼。
Breaking a bread could refer to sharing a meal together.
另外一个就是圣餐。
And the other would be the partaking of the Holy Communion.
就常常在一起对神有感恩。
And it is to constantly give thanksgiving to God and remembering His grace.
是我们的心不会离开神。
So that our heart should never depart from our Lord's love.
那最后一个就是祷告。
And lastly, it says to be in prayers together.
所以使徒教会的生活就是祈祷的生活。
So the early apostolic faith is where they often pray together.
当一个人祷告到灵里面的深处。
When a person is able to pray into the depths of the Spirit,
被圣灵充满,
to be filled with the Holy Spirit,
神的灵就会更新变化一个人。
Holy Spirit will renew and transform your soul.
圣灵把神的本性浇灌在人的心里面。
When God is able to pour His divine nature into our hearts through His Holy Spirit,
一个人开始过着祷告的生活。
We are able to see that transformation as we start to have a prayer life.
我们可以感觉到我们自己在改变。
We can experience and see that we are changing within.
我们周围的人也感觉到我们在改变。
The others shall witness the transformation without.
那圣灵一充满就会结果子。
And when the Holy Spirit is filled within us, we shall start to bear fruits.
每一个圣灵的果子都是正面的。
Every fruit is positive.
第一个，仁爱。
First one is love.
再来，喜乐。
Secondly, joy,
和平,
peace,
忍耐,
patience,
恩慈,
kindness,
良善,
goodness,
信实,
faithfulness,
温柔,
gentleness,
节制,
self-control.
如果每一个人都像一个果树这样结这些果子,
if everyone is able to be able to bear such fruits of the Spirit,
我们的家庭生活, 我们的婚姻生活, 那是何等的美好。
Our family lives, our marriage life will be so abundant and enjoyable.
我们的教会生活是何等的美好。
Church lives will be so full of joy.
大家都希望过着幸福的生活。
Everyone wants to live a joyful life.
但是古道就在圣经。
But only if we follow the old ways, old path of the Bible.
要祷告到被圣灵充满。
We must pray until we are filled with the Holy Spirit.
生命更新结果子。
We must seek to be transformed and to bear fruit.
幸福就在那里。
Prosperity is within our grasp.
有很多物质的恩典，感谢神；没有很多物质的恩典，也感谢神。
We can praise the Lord whether or not we live in a material abundance or not.
因为那不是关键。
Because that is not the critical point.
关键是神的灵在我们里面改变了我们。
The most essential thing we cannot do without is the transformation power of the Holy Spirit in our daily life.
所以怎么来带领我们的教会？
So how can we lead our church today?
第一个。
We firstly,
要带领读经的生活。
We must have built everyone with a Bible reading life.
好像我们现在一天两章，一个礼拜十四章。
Just as we are doing right now with 14 chapters, 2 chapters a day.
如果一天三章，一年读一遍。
If we do 3 chapters a day, we will read the Bible once in a year.
那如果一天一章，三年读一遍。
If we read only one chapter, then we can read the Bible only once in 3 years.
那如果一天两章，大概就是两年读一遍。
And if it's 2 chapters a day, we can finish a Bible in about a year and a half or 2 years.
20 年以后，我们圣经会读十遍。
20 years, we would read the Bible 10 times.
这种改变的力量是不可以忽视的。
This type of transformation power is undeniable.
再来就是教会要带领祷告。
And secondly, the church must lead in prayer.
在家里，在教会要注重祷告。
We must emphasize and value the prayers at home and also at church.
大家被圣灵充满，神就与我们同在。
When everyone is filled with the Holy Spirit, we'll see the abundance of God.
再来注重团契。
Thirdly, we must emphasize the value of spiritual fellowship.
那这几件事情做得很好，我们的牧养工作大概就 大方向就对了。
When we have been well grounded in these three aspects, our pastoring is automatically complete.
好，那宣道的古道又是什么呢？
And what is the old way path for evangelism?
我们看《使徒行传》第八章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 8.
啊，《使徒行传》的第八章。
Acts chapter 8.
从第一节到第四节。
Verse 1-4. Now Saul was consenting to his death. At that time, great persecution arose against the church which was in Jerusalem, and they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. Chapter 8, verse 2. And devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentation over him. Verse 3. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering every house and dragging off men and women, committing them to prison. Verse 4. Therefore, those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word.
这里说分散的人到处去传道。
Here states that those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word.
使徒教会在传道第一个就是使徒大有能力公开正道。
The apostolic church was so powerful because they were daring to boldly preach the word of God.
但第二个就是个人布道。
And secondly, they were boldly doing personal evangelism, preaching on their own.
就是从耶路撒冷分散的信徒每一个人带着福音的种子出去撒种。
All the scattered believers from Jerusalem went everywhere preaching the word of God.
现在我们教会经过很多的尝试。
And through many experiences of our church history today,
就发现个人布道是最有功效的方法。
We find personal evangelism is the most effective mode of evangelism.
所以我们要每一个人试着去跟别人建立关系，然后引导他来信。
So everyone must learn to build a relationship with others and to lead them to Christ.
哦，当然，我们办一些活动能够邀很多朋友来教会。
Of course, we have activities to guide and invite friends to the church.
但是这个来教会的朋友还算不上慕道朋友。
But these friends that have just visited our churches are not truth seekers because they're not searching after the truth yet.
慕道朋友就是说他愿意来教会参加聚会，跟我们一起查考道理。
And the true truth seekers are those who are willing to spend time to study scriptures with us in our daily services.
那很多来朋友来参加到进来慕道，这个一段的过程的改变，就是需要每个人的努力。
And for a person to start from just being a visitor and being transformed into a truth seeker, it requires the efforts of everyone collectively.
我们所认识这些来的，跟他建立朋友，在那看见证，跟他做见证，为他祷告，让他能够来教会慕道。
Everyone starts out by being friends with them and then to talk with them and to build relationship and to pray for them.
那从慕道开始一直到最后要受洗，那又是一段努力。
And then from the time that they become truth seekers to the point that they are baptized is another stage in the search of faith.
这个就是跟进。
And this is called follow-up work.
所以最有效的传福音方法回到古道，个人布道。
So the most effective way of evangelism is when we all go out to preach individually.
因此如果我们能够去寻访古道。
And so if we search the old ways that is written in the scriptures,
然后我们走在其间。
And then we walk in it.
我们就可以看到教会的牧养工作、宣道工作在进步。
We'll see the prosperity that God will bless upon us in both the pastoring and the preaching works.
在这个时代。
In this day and age,
常常是新的比旧的好。
Many times the new is better than the old.
但是在信仰上。
But in faith.
常常古道是最完备的。
The old ways are better than the new.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
158首。
Let's sing him.